So yesterday, longtime political columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News, John Baer, wrote a column in which he said, "So our own Rick Santorum's a hit in the initial test of 2012. What can it mean? It means the heretofore ignored Santorum gets a turn in the mixed master of presidential campaign coverage," he wrote. In other words, the greater media are going to start poking around. Well, let's poke around. Moshe in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello, Moshe.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Well, I think that, you know, the media is focusing a lot on Santorum as a social conservative. But, you know, I mean, his fiscal policy is actually pretty moderate. His whole plan for manufacturing jobs, you know, I mean, that's not typical Republican policy, you know, to pick one sector of the economy and say we want to help, you know, blue-collar working-class people. You know, and he's so different in that respect from, the $200 million Mitt Romney with his ties to Wall Street. I wonder why that side of Santorum is not picked up on more.
Moshe, thank you. And John, does he have a point there? And I'll add that I heard the very conservative CNBC host, Lawrence Kudlow, the other day saying he knows Rick Santorum, he likes Rick Santorum, but Rick Santorum's tax policies aren't supply side enough for him.
Yeah, Moshe is right. Santorum has staked out a different kind of economic policy by looking to really push manufacturing, which is smart because that's where most American jobs have been lost. That's certainly where most Pennsylvania jobs have been lost. And he comes from a blue-collar manufacturing area. I mean, he grew up in Butler County outside of Pittsburgh, which even to this day is still suffering from the loss of manufacturing jobs. So, yeah, it's a smart position economically to stake out. It does separate him from most of the Republican field, and it is an area that doesn't get a lot of attention because there is so much controversy in his other areas having to do with abortion or gay marriage or sex or any of this kind of social flash button issues that you want to press.
Let's head to Utah and examine the political life of former Utah governor and ambassador to China, John Huntsman. Huntsman is probably trying to be the Santorum of New Hampshire, make a last-minute surge and vault into the top tier of 2012 GOP candidates that way. He got a little boost today from the Boston Globe, which endorsed him for the New Hampshire primary. Thomas, Mitt Romney continually hammers away at his experience in the private sector. I know how to create jobs. But John Huntsman also had a successful business life, I gather. He was the CEO of the Huntsman Corporation, a global chemical company with over 12,000 employees. 2010 revenues were over $9 billion. Why don't we hear more talk of that from him on the campaign trail?
You know, he mentions on occasion, he likes to cite better his time as governor when Utah was named the best managed state, the best state for a business environment. He seems to think that one actually clicks a little more with voters who say, okay, yes, you have private experience, but I've also done it when I've been in leadership, which is what you want a president to do, because the president, while running a giant corporation called the United States, he still has to lead from, some kind of, an actual executive experience in government. And that's what Huntsman talks about more.
With Ron Paul considered likely to finish second in New Hampshire tomorrow, his philosophy of libertarianism is getting maybe its biggest moment in the sun ever in the United States.
One group isn't entitled to take something from somebody else. And the basic problem here is there's a lot of good intention to help poor people, but guess who gets the entitlements in Washington? The big guys get, the rich people. They run the entitlement system, the military-industrial complex, the banking system.
Okay.
Those are the entitlements we should be dealing
Dr.
with.
Paul, thanks.
So again, Ron Paul in the NBC debate yesterday. What is libertarianism to you, libertarians? John in Smithtown, you're on WNYC. Thanks a lot for calling in, John.
How you doing, Brian? I'm only 23 years old, so I'm very new to the libertarian idea. But as soon as I started to hear the message, it resonated, and it's the point that we should view government through the lens of personal liberty. If I do not have personal liberty, all these other great policies mean nothing. So you have to protect someone's right to choose. And that's where Ron Paul gets misinterpreted a lot. He's not getting rid of Social Security. He's giving you the right to choose whether you want these things or not. And he believes that's your right as a free person.
I'm not sure that he wouldn't get rid of Social Security.
He's going to give you, as if you look at his plan, it's actually he's going to give people under the age of 26 the option to opt out. and he's going to continue by ending the wars. He's going to continue the Social Security system, paying for it through the money he'll be saving by not waging war and foreign aid.
So how far would you take that yourself? Would you use that as a transition if, you know, if you were president, if you were the czar of the United States, would you use that as a transition to eliminate the Social Security system altogether in a generation, for example? Do you give that any thought?
Well, you have to examine it through that I have the right to choose. So the people who want to participate in the system will pay for each other. So if I'm not going to participate, then the people who do sign up for Social Security, they'll pay for themselves, and I don't have to pay for them. And with, especially as a 23-year-old, Brian, I'm not guaranteed this money. This is money I'm paying into a system that I'm not sure is going to be there when I'm my parents' age.
Mm-hmm. Let me
Does that really seem fair for me to be paying into something I'm not guaranteed?
Let me try.
As an intelligent person, I would say no.
Let me try another one out on you. We've had local Libertarian Party guests on this show a number of times. And like Ron Paul, I should say first that they are usually not cagey about their positions. And unlike all the other candidates, and you probably agree with this, when you see these debates, Ron Paul is not cagey about his positions. He just says what he thinks. And same thing with the local Libertarians who've come on as they run as third-party candidates for mayor or governor or whatever. And they will come right out and say they think the market could replace all public schools. The market could replace all public libraries. The market could protect the environment. That would, be an unnecessary role for government. Is this your libertarianism? Would you go that far?
It's a theory right now, so it's complicated to go that far. But what libertarians right now, as I feel, as on the situation, let's stop all the bad stuff government is doing, and then we'll talk about building the schools, we'll talk about building the roads. Just recognize that this has to be a conversation, that these things aren't guarantees. We can't just spend money on things assuming that's what people need.